stark in 5-6 cables, you're stark, eh?
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
This is Laura Candland and Christian Asplund. Christian Asplund.
Ooh.
dressed in a flock of garments, crowned in the solstice diadem, and dressed in a flock bridled to freckled bees, crowned in the solstice diadem, and dressed in a flock of garments, capered at your famished dimmering. You won't need this where you're going. You won't need this where you're going. You won't need this where you're going. You hear from within Ether's fabulous balloon. Right before you are smoten and dressed in a flock of garments, crowned in the solstice diadem, bridled to freckled bees, who capered at your famished dimmering. Refuse artifice. Swim across the river. This is Laura Candland and Christian Asplund, and I am reading from a collection of poems called A Physic at the Table. That's forthcoming, and it's a collection of poems about surgery.
Philological blunders quicken the cure. Corkless substances wafted on the sinews. Teenage Titans against the doctor's jostling. Your gourd cocoon balances the room's minuter barometric measurements. This inscape is more picturesque than you remember. What a specter. Axles resist lifting, indurated by an artless disease. Ring an entomology from the beautiful slide for circum, just in time to gloat. Italicized your words. I felt sure. My diagnosis was correct. Philological blunders quickened the cure. Corkless substances wafted on the sinews. Your body's cordage tightens against the doctor's jostling. Your gourd cocoon balances the room's minuter barometric measurements. Discreet conjecture between physicians. Their richer philological blunders quickened the cure. Corkless substances wafted on the sinews. Your body's cordage tightens against the dock's jostling. Your gourd cocoon balances the room's minuter barometric measurements. This inscape is more picturesque than you remember. Axles resist lifting, indurated by an artless disease. Ring an entomology from the beautiful slide for circuit, just in time to gloat. Sure, my
You were a cold stretch of barrel, emanating a stapled protrusion until the surgeon sighed and cracked you. Outvied death for you. Pleaded with the chief to leave you here. His stipulus hanging in the theater's air. The duskier moment vied to pass through a killing drama. Pleaded with the surgeon. Horizoned by clean white walls. When the doctor decried the wren's faltering vision, it's stumbling out from your ear. In fact, you were dead. Your soul enacted its departure, gravitating as it is designed to do, feeling it. To leave you just this. Drop your playthings, the cutter shouted. Your surfeit is prudenter to save.
A surf.
Strictly following the book he learned from, fitting the wren back in through your ear. Back in through
horizoned
ear.
By clean white walls.
The clean white
in fact, walls. You were dead. Your soul enacted its departure.
What?
Thank you. designed to do.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a non-profit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
I'm Laura Candland. I'm Laura Candland with Christian Asplund, and we're doing some voice and electronic stuff for you tonight. Poems from my collection, A Physic at the Table, a collection of poems about surgery that's forthcoming. And I'll also be doing some pieces from my newest book, Alburnum of the Green and Living Tree. You can check out more of our work on our websites, christianasplund.net and lauracandland.com. I think I'm going to do one more surgery piece for you tonight. abstemiously. Soul carries its small bundle to ceiling's crest. Oh, smitten eye, open on these abundant files and capsules. The anointing oil.
The anointing oil.
Your wheel still turning.
Your wheel still turning.
Come back and repair this dilapidation. Abundant. The hairs unbraiding. So hurry and creak the hinge.
The
anointing oil. Lovely dear, our watching the wheel sticks to her swallowed treads, her codicil repealed,
the anointing.
Inviolable soul in its frequent floating rod, its frequent by the end. The retardando, the nurse, retardando, and
your wheel still turning, the anointing oil,
anointing bones,
the anointing oil,
anointing,
abundant, still turning. Repair this dilapidation. We're going to switch over and do a few pieces from my new book, Alburnum of the Green and Living Tree. And this one is called Days Ascent Encrusts a Gem Bouquet on the Back of a Tortoise. Au revoir, abridged. Number one. To do things with color. He finally decided on a series of stones. The mahogany red hyacinth of Compostela, followed by the sea green aquamarine, the vinegar pink balas ruby, by the pale slate colored Sudermania ruby. The mahogany red. Number two. Of Compostela. Phone me. By the sea green. Number three. Ruby. This primitive by the pale system. Colored.
By the pale
is what we have.
Colored.
The mahogany Sudermane red hyacinth. A bouquet made up. With gems of a strong and definite green, asparagus green chrysoberyls, leek green peridot, with gems of a strong and definite green, olivey bouquet made of
asparagus
green. These sprang from twigs and definite greens of almondine. And overovite of a purplish red, which threw out flashes of harsh, brilliant light, like the scales of tartar that glitter on the insides of wine casks.
Number four.
And overall, my world is a sonnet in Guizmán's house. A purple heart. You can phone me there. And overovite.
Number five.
A purplish red with gem, but he absolutely refused to consider. The
banal peril and the odious quarrel forms the delight of the common herd.
Number 6. It rains handfuls of slush.
Strong and definite green.
The grass is peridot
green, chrysoberyl.
And chrysoberyl and a little jade.
Strong and definite
in our strange
the
weather,
these
gems are stolen.
Purplish red.
We
asparagus green crystal
each weather new.
Asparagus green,
do you love me?
Strong and definite
glitter. You never found or stolen. I asked you to forgive me and turn once more.
Do you love me?
Weather new. The grass says yes.
Long Tom, Provo, Second North,
East of Smith's, recently.
Number 1, paradox. My tongue fails. I heart Jesus. But then the lady cutting mango, hands the baby a napkin.
And uvarovite.
That must be why I am not disheartened. My daughter smears crema and queso on her corn. We all palm big and small chilies. They fail small.
Charcoal and uvarovite.
A small chair of a purplish red.
Snow cones.
I put all the commas back.
Back
the comma back.
The butcher saws through bone.
My story happens, whether I think it does or not.
The commas put the baby pats her sister. The sister screams. The tortillas are warm. The bag of limes is $1.
Sister screams.
How can summer always happen?
Sister screams.
The lady clears her throat. I understand her. Number two, I was in bed with Messiaen, a harp, and a celesta. A plump heart, sure, was pulled up to our chins, still warm, still beating, until we slept. She distinguishes herself from the other applicants by her lack of intellectual rigor and uncompromising refusal to sparkle, and by publishing nothing. Number four. She was in bed with Feldman. Each note took a long time. Number five. September 1. The kids slide down the tubes all the way into each pool. Ropes of licorice and encomia. Melted ice. The bleachers were too hot. My towels never came clean. An unfamiliar baby crawls vigorously towards me. Corn chicken in a greasy bag.
Time is a pool.
This is the first of the masterpiece. The kids slide down the tube all the way into each pool. Ropes of licorice, encomia, melted ice. The bleachers were too hot. Crawling vigorously towards me.
Popcorn chicken in a greasy bag.
By her lack of intellectual rigor.
By her lack of cans. By her lack of cans.
The commas.
The commas.
The commas.
jello on a plate. This is the
refusal to sparkle.
I was in bed with Nescant.
My heart
was pulled up to inches
by her lack of intellectual rigor.
Still warm, still beating, until we slept. Each note took a long time. The kids slid down the tubes. The bleachers were too hot. Water. An unfamiliar baby. Crawls vigorously towards me. I wear dotted Swiss to the wedding. The bride's bouquet, composed of many blooms. The only important flower, the child's pinky. The lily of the valley. My dress has a lamb chop sleeve. The fabric green, paler than lime chiffon, yellower than sea, truer than moss, more soothing than a mother.
Paler than lime chiffon.
If I can find a
yellower
word
than sea,
that says green,
truer than
I will never
green.
Write. My dress has a lamb chop sleeve, the fabric green,
yellower than sea,
paler than lime chiffon.
It's hardened.
I will never
write.
I will never. Forgive me. Once more, do you love me? Love me. The grass says yes. Love me. It's more.
It's hard
to smell
the cans by her lack of intellection.
This is Laura Candland and Christian Asplund, and we're doing work from my poetry and Christian's composition. And you can check out more about both of our work at christianasplund.net and lauracandland.com.
You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare. And there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.